we were talking about the manuscript collection. And when this started, it was just a little sort of a cubbyhole office in the library. And you could go in there and sort things out, type. The way to get notes was to type them up. So we just take the letter and type it. That was the way of getting a note. The idea was, if you take an excerpt from a letter, you just don't get the sense of the full meaning of the letter. Best idea is to copy the whole thing, because you wonder sometimes just what you left out. And we did copy. But that was one of the great contributions of the history department. I was starting that, and Lennon got out and researched for material all over the country, not just in North Carolina, but throughout the country, especially naval history. I'm sure you're aware of that and the collection. But another part of that, of the activity of the history department, we started, and it was actually launched here, was the Organization of Historians in North Carolina, the AHANC, what we call the AHANC, the Association of Historians in North Carolina. We started it as the Organization of Historians, the Association of Historians in Eastern North Carolina, that is east of Raleigh. And for a while we had meetings, and we thought we were doing a good job. It was started here. We drew it up, wrote the Constitution, had the meetings here. So it was really at the instance of the History Department here that it was started. Herb Pascal and I were interested in it, and others came up from Wilmington and got involved in it. The idea was that we sort of have a union of history teachers in the eastern part of the state, that we would have meetings, we'd go to various campuses, meet faculties, meet students, promote history. We'd meet twice a year, on Friday usually. I argued we ought to go on Thursday, but the idea was that we'd go on Friday, and sometimes we'd actually go and spend the weekend at these places. It was a good start. And then the idea was that, well, if this is so popular, we'll make it a state organization. And so it became the Association of Historians in North Carolina, which has a long list of members from all over the state. They have a program. At first we were going with twice a year. Now I think it's once a year, which extends over a two-day period. And includes not only professors, but also graduate students can present their papers. And some of them have been quite good. I don't see as much of them as I used to, but it's a good idea. And they also have a publication, the Journal of the Association of Historians of North Carolina, which is printed or is edited at Pembroke State University. And it's a constructive thing, because it gives to graduate students and also professors an opportunity to present programs, to present papers, and also to write reviews of books, and also write articles for the journal. So it's a medium of presentation, which we didn't have before. Dr. Brewster gave a lot of money to this, to assist in the publication of papers, of the journal, of the awards for outstanding journals. His idea on this was very good, and he gave a lot of money to it before he died. Of course, he also set up the Brewster Lecture in History, which you've heard about. And we got that started. I remember the first lecture was Arthur Link from Princeton University. And two or three or more of the lectures since that time, we just had one recently. Paul Escott was here from Wake Forest.
Did you go to that lecture?
Yes, I did. Were you there?
No, I wasn't able to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a good lecture.
It was good.
Yeah, it was a very good lecture. But I think of I'm trying to remember, but I think several of the lecturers who come here have been or were presidents of the American Historical Association or the Organization of American Historians. We got some of the outstanding names in the nation who come here as and given the Brewster Lecture. And then we didn't start with author as a publication of his lecture. I'm sorry we didn't. But later they have been publishing these. And I understand that when Escott gave his lecture, he also had it ready for publication right then and there. Some of them have been delayed, apparently, and didn't come in. Have you seen any of those publications?
Not yet.
It's a little series. They're separate publications of the lectures, and some of them are quite good. Certainly, they're interesting. And we've had a good audience for most of them. This was in the Mendenhall building where we met.
Dr. Soselsky spoke there one time, too.
Yes, he did. That was his lecture.
Yes,
I was there.
Is that
I
a
was
good?
There. Yeah, it was really good. You're just missing a lot of
I
stuff.
Had class.
Because
I was in class.
You should be in Greenville rather than
yeah,
Jacksonville. But we recently had a very fine program in memory of Dr. Nishan, actually in honor of him before his death. And
did you know Dr. Nishan?
Oh, yes. He was a good friend of mine. And the point about that memorial, that honor to him, was that we had distinguished people from all over the state who came, and we had, I think, a professor from, I think he was Duke of Carolina. Anyhow, he gave a lecture on the field in which Bodo was interested. It was a very impressive program. We had a program it was Wednesday night, of Professor Yarborough in political science on the Supreme Court, honoring him as a distinguished professor.
Do you go
there
to
was
all
a large
the
audience. There was a large audience.
Do you yourself go to a lot of lectures?
I try to.
You try to go as many as you can?
I try to. I don't go to as many of these professional meetings. I might add that Layla and I used to go to the meeting of the American Historical Association in New York. Mm-hmm. We'd leave here Christmas night on the train from Rocky Mountain and go up. The association met at that time right after Christmas. So we'd take in New York for about a week, as well as the association. And we'd go to Washington, and it met there. We never did go to Chicago because it met almost every third year there, or in Boston, but we did go to New York and Washington quite a bit to lecture. For the Southern Historical Association, we would go to New Orleans, Atlanta, Charleston, Louisville. We had a lot of fun at Louisville because we'd go to the horse races as well as the program. But the department was involved in so many ways in professional organizations. And that, I think, added a great deal to the stature of the department, various offices that were held by members. We kept active.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
We've been talking, I've taken mm-hmm. too much of your time. But it's been, I've enjoyed it. I hope what I said doesn't hurt anybody.